Hey, you found LT's Local Jams, a show for and about the growing hip-hop culture in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm Lauren Taylor, a senior broadcasting student at Fort Smith's historic Northside High School. LT's Local Jams is produced by the Grizzly News Network as a part of our student podcast project from Room 105 here in Northside. As a part of our first podcast, we have reached across Rogers Avenue from the rival Southside High School. His stage name, Double, currently employed at TJ Maxx, Andrew Ricker.
So, who inspired you to start, like, rapping and stuff?
Number one artist would have to be Childish Gambino. I've been listening to him since, like, 7th grade before anybody knew about him. I was one of his, like, first fans, and I've just watched him grow, and it's really great. He can do anything. I swear, he's been a writer, he's been an actor, comedian, he's done it all. He's pretty sick.
What really got you into rapping?
I definitely got interested in the beat side. I was listening to instrumentals and production and stuff like that, and I decided, hey, I might spit some bars on this, and, you know, it's a lot of practice, a long time, but I'm pretty confident and happy with my abilities right now.
What song or rapper made you really interested in hip-hop, like that just first moment where you're like, man, this is tight?
Definitely that got me interested in the hip-hop side of my style now would have to be Skizzy Mars. Another big fan for a long time, and I heard his stuff when I was younger, and his style was something nobody had seen before. It was more on the chiller side, catchy side. But at the same time, he brought the heat and made those punchlines that everybody went crazy for. And that's definitely what I'm aiming for.
How long have you been rapping?
I've been rapping now for about 3 years, but I never recorded until about a year and a half ago. And even when I did start recording, never put anything out, was scared to death to even to rap around my friends. But a lot has changed. So definitely 3 solid years of practice to get to this point now.
One of my biggest questions, how'd you get your rapper name, Double?
Alright, I get this question all the time, Double. It's not really a straightforward name, it's kind of encrypted. But I like to think that I'm never the biggest guy in the room, physically, definitely not. But when it comes to rapping, I like to think that I double up the competition, really exceed people's expectations of me. And the name goes opposite with the vision. But once you hear me spit, I think you'll understand that Double suits me pretty well.
Recently in the past, it's been hard for young artists to get the right equipment, but with technology getting cheaper, home studios have become more common.
What software do you use to, you know, make your beats?
Well, day one, it was definitely a trial and error on Audacity, which is just a free program that anybody can get, really simple. But recently I've been moving over to FL Studio, Fruity Loops, which is a pretty big name in the industry. Definitely for artists up and coming, definitely people that don't have their own professional studio. It's a really great program. You can do a lot of things with it.
Where's your studio located? In your bedroom? I know a lot of people around here have their better studio just in their bedroom.
That's a really good question. A lot of people can be a rapper nowadays. Really, you just put, if you don't even have a pop filter, stick a sock over your mic and just stand in your bathroom, in your bathtub, and just rap. But mine is definitely, it's just in my room. You walk through my door. I know a lot of people put it in their closet for percussion reasons, things like that. But I never found that to be my zone. I think definitely my room is my pod, and it's my man cave. And I like to be surrounded by everything when I rap. So it's just in the middle of my room, and it's just the most comfortable place to me.
What hardware do you use?
The mic that I'm using right now is the Razer Siren. It's a USB mic. It's pretty good. It's good for people that are just starting. But I definitely want to move up to a condenser mic in the future and get a mixer and really mess with the levels and stuff like that. But as far as the computer goes, I just have an HP Envy. Has a lot of storage, so it's really good for songs, because you can take a look at my desktop and it's almost full of all just tracks and pictures and stuff like that goes hand in hand with my music.
Another big question that I'm wondering, do you use any auto-tune at all?
Auto-tune, I'm not going to lie, I have the software for it because I was messing around with it, but I've never used it on a track. I don't think it suits me. It's definitely fun when you get the boys together and you're all mixing and it just doesn't sound right, and then you auto-tune it and it clicks and it's some fire, but it's all for fun for me right now. But I don't know, I may use auto-tune in the future if it sounds better. Definitely not while I'm rapping, but maybe on a hook or a chorus or something like that.
Right now, so know that I got you in mind. Stay with me. I got a vision like Whitney, and I like the way that you get me, and I like the way that you hit me whenever I get out of line. You got me out of my mind. Dream chasing, I've been patient. You got me out of my comfort zone. Stay with me when I'm.
So about some of your songs, Stay. Is that about certain someone?
Oh, don't get into the gossip here. No, Stay. It's definitely, like opposed to my other tracks, it's definitely one that goes more into meaning and more on the girl side. But really, it wasn't directed towards a specific person. It could be. A lot of people thought it was, but honestly, I'm just making music. I think it's a good song for anybody who's going through the same thing, and it's good for my future experiences, my past experiences. So it's just an all-around kind of in-your-feelings song, but definitely wouldn't give it to one person.
I've been working, I've been putting working with my verses. I've been working with my verses.
Know with a person better service, but I'll be cursing when they try to tell me how to do my job.
White Collar, Thiago featured on that? I don't really know who that is.
Thiago, he was my man. Not until recently. I had a huge man crush on this dude, and I didn't really know anything about him. I knew he was really young at the time. This was a couple years ago, and I would play all of his songs. He was mainly on YouTube at the time, and then I decided about a year ago to go back and find him. Turns out he's still making music. He's in college up in I think like West Virginia or something like that. He's really far away, but he was down to make a track. It was really cool to see somebody that I listened to so many years ago like match my vocals, and I think it's really a heavy song that focuses on more like do what you want to do and not what everybody else is doing, and he killed it. I couldn't ask for anybody better on that track.
Up front payment. Look, conversation not complicated. General of my generation, I got them nervous. Yeah, that's the purpose for all this noise that I'm generating. Ginger ale, I go mix with it. That save money, I stick with it. In the ring, I want a belt that's so big I don't fit in it.
The song Back, you mentioned something about making money on PayPal or something, though?
Oh, okay. PayPal has been my side man for a while. I love that bank account. Got to get those digits up. No, but it's really a motivation song for me because it's like Back with a Stack and record deals and everything like that. All the flashy stuff that hasn't happened yet. People ask me, did you really like get a record deal, really get a stack? And the answer is no for now, but definitely in the future, that song is going to become more than a motivational song. It's become a present song.
Your creative process, do you produce any of your own beats?
That's a really good question. I get asked this a lot. I produce on my own, but I don't use them for my songs yet because I don't think I'm at the level where I want to actually make a song over, because I'm really into really complex, nice beats, and all my friends are producers, all my friends online, so whenever I'm needing a track or they post a track, I hit them up and they always let me use it because they come through, and I mean, there's some great guys. They're all really young, all really talented, and I'm excited to see what they do in the future.
What's your writing process?
See, the writing process varies with the mood I'm in. If I have a select beat that I really want to spit over, you can definitely get the vibe of the song from the beat. If it's an upbeat song, if it's more hard, stuff like that, you can get the flow down pretty fast. Or you can just go into it with some words that you wrote down during your class and adjust it to fix the flow. But if I want to focus on more of a meaningful song, I definitely get the idea ahead of time. But if I'm just trying to, you know, vibe out, then I definitely find the beat first and then apply the lyrics to that. But yeah, it's a pretty common writing process, and I think it's working so far.
Does anyone help you with anything, lyrics or beats or anything?
Beats, definitely. I get all my beats from people that are helping me out. But lyrics, a lot of the time, it's just me. And I don't like using lyrics that are like 24 hours old. And it's a weird way to make a song. But I like I'll stay up all night. I'll binge write until 6 a.m. and on a school night, and I'll just go to school the next day completely cashed. But, like, I think it's better to pump out a song, in my opinion, in one night and re-listen and maybe fix it the next day. But I do not like writing and then stopping and picking it back up. But it's definitely all me on the words in that part.
You have a favorite rapper to listen to?
Favorite rapper right now? I got a lot, but number one for lyricism is definitely Atlas. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's really young. He's 17. He became my really good friend. He's a senior in high school. He lives over in Illinois, I believe. Definitely check him out. His SoundCloud is SoundCloud.com/Atlas, and he'll blow your mind with the flow and the things that he says. It's really, really amazing.
How long does it usually take you to just complete, like, a song?
Well, the writing process can vary from literally, I've written songs in an hour and a half, and then I've written songs in 18 hours. Like, it varies, but definitely the completion of the song, first step, write it all. Sometimes I record as I write, but I like to write it all, record it all, play it back. It's definitely not the final version, and then I go back, re-record, bump the vocals, and fix anything that I think is needed. So it's about a 1 to 2 day process if I'm really cranking it out, but sometimes I'll just sit on a song and come back to it later, but that doesn't happen a lot. A lot of my tracks are written in a day and recorded in about a day or two.
About a month ago, you performed at the King Opera House. How was the experience doing that?
That was tight. No, that was like, I probably remember like 12% of that night, because it was all just like, it wasn't like fear. I wasn't that nervous, actually. I thought I would be, but I just straight went out there, did my thing, and got off stage, and I was like, what happened? Like, the lights were in my face. I heard people screaming my name, and really it was just like I was in the moment. And now it's just looking back, it's a really, really great experience. And it was my first show ever, and that was really great for me. But yeah, it's like mind-boggling that it even happened. I don't even believe it.
Do you think you'll perform with Ryan or Marcus or any of the 2-6 Entertainment?
Yeah, definitely. We have plans in the future for events and stuff like that. We're setting it all up. Hopefully, I want to have my own show and bring people that no one's ever seen, along with Ryan and all them. But definitely in the future, more to come.
Are you with 2-6 Entertainment?
No, not right now. I don't know if I will be. I'm definitely hand in hand with them. We support each other, all that good stuff. But I'm not exactly looking for a group name or anything like that. I'm just kind of independent as it is right now.
You want to rap as a profession or just as a hobby?
It definitely started as a hobby. It's still definitely a hobby. It's how I pass my free time. I post tracks at this point. I only post the tracks that satisfy me and that I think are good. It's definitely not in the professional aspect. I don't think it will be anytime soon unless something happens overnight, which would be really cool if you guys want to make that happen. But no, yeah, I don't think it's a profession as of right now. Not at all.
Have you been pursued by any labels or anything at all?
There's a lot of labels that are really small, and they'll help you to promote you. You're not getting paid or anything. I've been approached by ones like that, but I'm definitely holding back because, as I said, it's a hobby, and I don't want to be on a schedule to, like, release songs, stuff like that, because sometimes I won't release a song for a couple months, and then sometimes I'll release, like, three in like, a week. So no labels as of right now, and, yeah, that's it.
You're going to get that freestyle session?
Yeah, let's get this freestyle session. I just got a call on my cellular, that's facts. Yeah, I listen to your track. Yeah, that's whack. Listen, I be going in, I glisten. Shout outs to Northside from the South Side, but I got love. Show me what's up, show me what's up, and I put it down and I run the town. I'm the man now, cause I got a fan now. Now tell me how that work, tell me what you watch me work. I be whipping in the kitchen, trying to make a few decisions for my life ends. Yeah, trying to make it to the other end, trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Running through this money like it's nothing. Stop stunting. Yo, that ain't trapping, that just acting like Hugh Jackman. Alright, yo, that was tight. That was dope.
LT's Local Jams is recorded in association with the Grizzly News Network in room 105 of Fort Smith Northside's historic campus.